Can do better, you can do better than that.
Hallelujah. Kosiyo. Kumasiyo. Kuseni toda biyo. Kuseni toda biyo. Kosiyo. Kosiyo. Kosiyo toda biyo. Kosiyo toda biyo. Kosiyo. Kosiyo. Kosiyo toda biyo. Kosiyo toda biyo. Kosiyo. Angels bow before you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. We sing, Lord, 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 Lord,
Jesus, we come to worship you.
Adamila Bato. Adamila Bato. Adamila Bato. Adamila Bato. Adamila Bato. We've come to draw from you again. Yeah, yeah. We've come to draw, we've come to
to draw. thank you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship your majesty because you are God. Thank you because you changed not in all the earth. The mighty, the holy, the great God. We return all glory and honor back to you.
Amen.
And tonight we want to see you, Lord. We want you to plant the seed of your word in our heart.
Amen.
That it may germinate and bear fruit.
Amen.
And our life will radiate your glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All glory and honor to you. Teach us your word tonight. Prepare our heart as a good ground. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Let's say good amen.
Amen.
A louder amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to appreciate the Lord. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I appreciate the Lord for the life of every one of you in the house of the Lord today. The Bible says he has not asked the sons of Jacob to seek him in vain. So I believe so much that the Lord who brought us here tonight has a plan for us. And I pray that that plan which he has for us, we shall surely enjoy the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. Can the church say good amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 14. Matthew 24, verse 1 to 14. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise upon nations against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquake in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offered, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Today, by the grace of God, I'm teaching on part 4 of the end time event. Part 4. On the end time event. Theologians call that eschatology. Part 4 of the end time event. In every circumstances, God always have a way out for his children, no matter how difficult the situation is. In every circumstances, God has a way out for his own children, no matter how difficult the situation may be. What do I mean by that? Look at the case of Daniel. He was cast into the den of lion, but the Lord make a way out for him. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They cast them into burning furnace, and you know, the people who put them into the fire died of the heat of the fire, and the people who were inside the fire The Bible says even their clothes never, it didn't smell of the smoke of the fire. Can you imagine that? That's the God we are serving. In total reliance and in the conviction of the faith we have in him and in the dependence of his, you know, integrity, he will always make a way out. When situation seems impossible, there is a God in heaven. We always make a way for his children. I pray for you tonight, he will make a way for you. I don't care what situation you are. I don't care how difficult your situation is. I don't care how hopeless it is. I declare upon your life that the Lord will make a way for you. Say a good amen. So, because of the love of Jesus for Lazarus, he wept at his in Lazarus' grave. Humanly speaking, there's no solution. The man is dead for 4 days. But he knows how to make a way for them. Every children of God have come to realize if we faithfully follow him, if we depend on him genuinely. In my journey as a Christian, I've come to realize that there are a whole lot of people who follow the Lord. Please attend to that. Who follow the Lord with their lips, but never follow him in their heart. They follow the Lord in their lips, but never follow him in their heart. And that is why we don't have results that we ought to have. That's why we are not having results. There are followers of Christ by faith, by mouth, but they are not genuine. The genuine followers with the heart are few. I must note this warning. None of my pastor goes out again when I'm preaching. It's wrong. None of my pastors should go out, except I have the knowledge of it. Because the church members are looking at you. Please, let's inculcate discipline. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Now, if I land up the message now, and my pastor doesn't even know the title of the message. So discipline had to start from the head, then the church members will follow. Praise God. Now, the Bible says they come near to me with their tongues, with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now, if I ask you all, I say, now, okay, we need some money to pay for some property, and or I'll go and pray that the Lord will bring money. Of 100, we may find 2 who are going to genuinely pray that prayer. 98% are looking on to somebody. You are not following yet. Do the prayer and let him do the work. Praise the Lord. I just share a testimony with you here. Somebody I never met in my life. Because I said, I won't ask from anybody the rent of this property. And the Lord spoke to somebody in US. He said, the Lord said to me, where did you know me from? Never know me ever. And he sent a tithe. And you saw the amount. Never met before. Because I look unto him. David said, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where cometh my head? He said, I may be looking at the hill, but my help cometh from the Lord. We must come to the totality of dependence on God. Sir, this God can never disappoint you. I can beat my chest for that. Look at the misery. I was smiling when the sun came out 5 minutes to 6. Because I requested that I need the sun, oh Lord, today. I need the sun. to dry something up for me. And the rain started in all the whole town and came to just about 300 meters from here and stopped. And there is sun here since. There is a God that answers prayer in heaven. The God who stopped the day. Anyway, theologically speaking, it wasn't even the sun that was stopped, it was the moon. But let's leave that for now. That affected the day. If God can respond to Joshua that made the day to stand still, is that God dead? No, he's alive, sir. But we are not following him. The dependence is 50-50. That's the greatest, an average faith claimer in this generation. We are on 50-50. I have God 50%. I have other option 50%. Those are the people exercising great faith now. It has to come to 100% God. It's you or nobody. You don't do it, I won't do anything. When we got married newly, we were looking for house rent. My wife is here. That year, the Lord asked me to start. It's the same year the Lord asked me to start Bible school. And I printed flyer, I printed banner, I printed everything. And in my banner, I put 5,000 naira for the tuition. I think 3 days to the training, the Lord said, I told you everything about the Bible school, but I never mentioned money. So I said, but people don't take it serious. That's why I put money. Of course, I need money for the house rent. And as the Lord spoke to me, that he never asked me to take money. You know what happened? Somebody spoke to me from Philippines, a missionary. He said, that Bible school don't take money. The Lord is saying you shouldn't take money. I went to the room and I prostrate. I started crying. I said, Lord, I heard you the other time. Just 15 minutes interval. I said, I heard you. Then I start calling, forget about the money. I'm not taking any money again. Just bring your people. And I saw the impact of that Bible school. People came, General Vasia came, and members came and all that. And I touched them powerfully from my heart. You know what happened? The little money I save for the house is what I use for the printing of banner, flyer, handout. Because he said even the handout must be free. The governor is not paying salary at that time. Governor was owing civil servant about 7 months salary. Now, a woman who is handicapped, an handicapped woman, who they, she's in service somehow, in civil service, but handicapped. In fact, they have to take her on a wheelchair everywhere. Sent me 50,000 naira, sir. And she was joking on the phone. I said, what? This God is real. That's not my message tonight, but I have to go there. Absolute dependence. Like, God, you do it, yes. You don't do it, forget about it. Now, I'm willing to die if you don't do it. It doesn't change my testimony about you. Because God will always make a way for his own. I believe him, sir. I can die to prove that. God, no matter how difficult the situation, there's a God in heaven who can make a way. If he can save Daniel in the den of lion, he can save you. If he can save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, he can save you. If he can part the sea for Israelites, he can save you. If he can rain bread from heaven for daily bread, for manna, he can save you. So I said, the Lord, he can make a way, no matter how difficult the situation may be. I'm still teaching about the end time event, where persecution is going to become unbearable. But God has a way out for us. I saw it. Yes, they will cast some people in the prison, but it's giving some of us option. That the persecution may be heavy, but there are things that can preserve your own life in the midst of persecution. There are things that can give you edge, even in the persecution. There are things that can keep your faith going, because many shall be offended. Everything boils down to obedience. Everything boils down to obedience. In our walk with the Lord, everything boils down to obedience. How to survive in the midst of this persecution? Everything boils down to obedience. If we are going to make it through in this season of this persecution that is coming, because it's not here yet. Everything boils down to obedience. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. It boils down to obedience. Yes, persecution will be tough and claim lives. Yes, it's going to be tough and it will claim lives. It will claim belief. It will claim faith. In fact, it will claim souls. It will claim souls, because many shall be offended. Many shall abuse God. Many shall deny Jesus. Yes, persecution will do all that. Yes, persecution will claim all these things. Yet, there will always be a way out. And put obedience in your mind. Our journey with the Lord from Genesis chapter 1 and 2 to Revelation chapter 22, obedience is the key. It boils down to obedience. Walking with the Lord require earnest obedience. If you're going to survive this persecuting period, obedience is expedient to us all. Jesus said something powerful in verse 14. This gospel shall be preached. I'm giving you the jackpot now. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Please. Jesus said, and then shall the end come. Without the gospel of this kingdom preached all over the world, end will never come. I think that is making sense now. Yes, we are preaching Jesus is coming, repent and give your life to Christ. But until this gospel reach the ends of the earth, Jesus will never come. The coming of the Lord Jesus now depend on the gospel reaching all nations. Even in Nigeria here, we still have uncountable cities that have never heard of the gospel of Jesus. Uncountable. I'm still researching. They've told me some, and we are planning towards it. Praise the Lord. And there are other nations somewhere else. I was watching a country on YouTube. Up till now, they are still naked. I was watching. There are missionaries that went there, and they put camera on 24/7 to watch their lifestyle. It's on YouTube. I watched them some time ago. How they eat. They kill monkey to eat. They kill animals in the bush up till now. No gun. They are still living their local life. You see, they are still making fire with stones. I mean, very interesting culture that need gospel. Up till starting now, sir, in this age. Until the gospel reaches the end of the world, the Jesus will never come. And then let's cuckoo not preach now and enjoy the life. But you can see what is happening now. You've not seen anything. He said famine is coming. So if you don't, if the gospel really reaches the end of the earth for Jesus to come, famine will come, pestilence will come, diseases will come, persecution will come. They will keep killing us and casting us in prison. So you choose which one you want. Either you preach the gospel and Jesus come and take us home, or you say you don't want Jesus to come now, and then the persecution will keep killing us. And he said, if those days are not cut short, which means if he didn't come, nobody will save. Nobody. Jesus said, the persecution, nobody can survive it. Yeah, you are teaching us eschatology. What are you saying? These are the miseries hidden behind the teachings that you need to know. If you don't preach the gospel to the all nations in the of the world, Jesus will not come. And if Jesus didn't come in time, persecution, famine, earthquake, war, flood, trouble will come that will claim our faith and claim our souls. So why is this preaching of the gospel important at this time? Why is it important? You can put that down. Why is this, the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, important now? Why is it important? Number one, it is a commandment. John 14:15 says, if ye love me, ye shall keep my commandment. If you love me, you will keep my commandment. And John 15:16 says, aha, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. I chose you. It's a commandment. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, I chose you. Why is the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God is important at this time? Because he chose us for this. It's a commandment to go and bear fruit. So you must bear fruit, because it's a commandment. Praise the Lord. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for. Can you sing that song once again? Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. Sanctuary.
before you.
May we be a sanctuary for him forever in Jesus' name. Why is the preaching of the gospel important at this time? It is a proof that we love him. John 14:15. If ye love me, ye shall keep my commandment. 1 Peter 2:21. For this reason were ye called, that Christ suffered for you. And giving us an example that ye may follow his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. To prove that we love him. That's why we must preach at this time. There is nothing greater than preaching in the heaven right now to win a soul. To prove that you love him, you must preach the gospel for a proof that you love him. I'm doing some things online now, giving people prophecies on Facebook and all that. And you know, my joy is that souls are coming to Jesus now among them. I prophesy, and then the Lord exposed their life to me and said, what do I do? Surrender your life to Jesus. That's the key. And people have been calling and giving their life to Jesus. The gospel must be preached. It's a proof of your love for him. May I ask you, how many souls have you won for Jesus this year? If you finish 2018 with that soul in your record, I'm not going to say shame on you. You are a disgrace to the kingdom. Because you have wasted the effort of God preserving you, feeding you, clothing you, protecting you, investing upon your life, giving you sound health. You've wasted that investment. Shame on you. Any year you finish without souls in your record is a wasted year as far as heaven is concerned. You are saved that ye may go and save others. It's a proof. I love the Lord. Yeah, I love the Lord. It's not about song. It's about action. You don't say love. You act love. For God so loved the world, and he gave. There was an action behind the law. If ye love me, you will obey my commandment. Not you will tell me. I love the Lord. Keep talking. That's not love. Love is about action. Praise God. Am I making sense tonight? So, we must preach the gospel at this time to prove that we love him. To prove that we love him. Number three, why must we preach the gospel at this time? To justify God. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of this kingdom must go to all nations so that they will not say that God didn't tell them. You didn't tell us that you are the way and the truth and the life. I said, but I sent somebody to you. Praise God. Abba, praise God. And the rich man said, Baba Abraham, please. Let me go and tell. So that my brethren may repent also. They may not come into this fire. And Abraham said, they have the Moses and all these prophets with them. If they cannot believe the prophet that are with them right now, to listen to what God is saying, if anybody come from heaven to meet them now, it won't change anything.
You are the eyes of God. Why must you preach the gospel now? To justify God. So that people will not say, God, you didn't tell us.
Now, it is a commandment, I said, Matthew 16, 15. It is a proof of love, John 14, 15. To justify God, Matthew 24, 14.
To prevail against excuses of men, so that they won't say they didn't hear.
Number five,
to prepare quality eternity life. Quality eternal life. You need to prepare a quality eternal life for yourself. That's why you must preach the gospel. To prepare a quality eternal life. You know, people have said, Daddy, you are saying you don't want people, that you, if evangelism is different from bringing, of course, evangelism is different from bringing people to church. Now, if I evangelize and God gave me your soul and then you repent, I can invite you to church. But evangelism is different from bringing people to church. It's different. Just come to our church, come to our church, come, come. Iruwa, you tell them, they're singing in our church. They are not seeing the place you are telling them to go. When they come, they won't listen to the gospel. Go and win souls. That's what I'm preaching to you. Go and win souls. For you to prepare your own eternity. Not for Message from Mission Church. This is secondary. I win souls in every opportunity I have. I win in the street. I win on Facebook. I win on social media. I win on anywhere available. I win souls. People call me for problems and say, you need to give your life to Jesus first. Okay, I'll give. Go also and win souls for yourself. Now, if they want to come to church, good. If they don't want to come, let them go to their church. I'm not asking you to go and be snatching people away from their church. Souls must be won. It seems many people don't understand that I have my mandate. I know what God has called me to do. Praise the Lord. We can be here. 1,000 people can be here and be fools. And 1,000 people can be worshiping in a church and they may not be doing the will of God. 10,000 people can be in a church and God is not in their midst. It has to be in the plan of God and the will of God. So, as I'm rounding up, what is the benefit of preaching? Benefit of preaching, what? Of preaching the gospel of this kingdom. What is the benefit? Number one, we are ambassadors of God when we do that. John 15:16. We become ambassadors of God. He said, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you to go and preach the gospel. So Jesus chose us as ambassadors who is going to speak on his behalf. And then people begin to call you man of God. Do you know the meaning of man of God? An ambassador of God. There's no way you will be a soul winner and people will not respect you in your community. Number two, we have access to his power. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. He called unto the 12 and gave them power. Many of you are asking for power. The secret of power is soul winning. I'm not despising fasting. Neither am I despising prayer. Neither am I despising fellowship. Neither am I despising the word of God. But if you want it to come very fast, be a soul winner. Because that is the only reason why he gave them power. To go and preach the gospel. So that they can heal the sick. So that they can cleanse the leper. And then they can raise the dead. Matthew 13. Praise God. What is another benefit of preaching this gospel? Number three, we have access to divine provision. In Luke chapter 9 verse 3, he said, take nothing, just go and preach, and you see what I'm going to do, because the laborer is worthy of his wages. What is the benefit of this preaching? We have enough reward accumulating in heaven. The more you win souls, the more reward you have. 1 Corinthians 9:25. The crown is incorruptible. 2 Timothy 4:8. Paul said, now I'll finish my course. Now I know that a crown is waiting for me, and it shall be given unto me when Jesus appears. 1 Corinthians 9:25. And 2 Timothy 4:8. You can add 1 Peter 5:4, Proverbs 11:30. They said, those who win souls are wise. Daniel 12:3, it said, those who are wise said their path shall shine brighter and brighter. So, in other words, those soul winners are wise, according to Proverbs 11:30. He that winneth a soul is wise. And Daniel 12:3 says, the wise, he said, their path shall shine brighter and brighter. Those are rewards. Number five, where I'm stopping tonight. Benefit of preaching the gospel of the kingdom: we give unto God and all the heaven joy. Because in Luke 15:7, there is a joy in heaven. Abi? For a soul, a sinner that repented. Luke 15:7. Nehemiah 8:10. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. There is a joy in heaven for a sinner that repented. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So the more I can win a soul and there is joy in heaven, the more strength I have on earth. Hello? Are you connecting? The joy of the Lord is my muscle. But there is joy in heaven for a sinner that repented. So the more sinner I can convert to saint through the preaching of the gospel, the more joy in heaven. And the more joy in heaven, the more muscle I gather on earth. And when the muscle gathered to its point, he said in Philippians 3:10, I can do all things through Christ that give me muscle. Praise God. Now we need to use muscle because we need to carry things. Praise the Lord. Abba, why are you so cold? Praise the Lord. That was what I quoted from my wife in the hospital. I said, dear, how are you? She said, I'm tired. I said, yes, that's what I'm waiting for. Because we don't need your strength again now. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I said, listen, this is what you need now. The strength of the Lord. And that was the jackpot. And baby came. Praise the Lord. The more joy you cause heaven to have, the more strength you gather. The more strength you gather, the more things you dare. That is when you can move in faith that move mountain. That is when you can move in faith that can do creative and recreative miracles. The power of signs and wonders and miracles is in soul winning. Because that's the purpose of it. He gave them power to go and preach. So the more you can make heaven rejoice, the more your life becomes brighter. The more you can make heaven rejoice, the more strength you gather in doing things. The more your life shine brighter and brighter. Now come back to eschatology. At the season when the persecution becomes so tough, soul winners gather strength to stand and not deny their faith. Soul winners will never curse God. They will never be offended. Soul winner will get enough strength, even though persecution is tough on them, strength will keep coming from heaven that will keep them going in the days of persecution. And so winners are always expecting him to come. And when he comes, he will give them the reward. A crown with stars. A crown of glory. Incorruptible crown. And he shall say, welcome. And he shall give them their reward. May you not miss it. In the name of Jesus. Does tonight's teachings make any sense to you? The escape route of this persecution, not to take us away, is preaching the gospel of this kingdom. So go and become a soul winner. If they take your life before Jesus comes, they have just done you well. They have so blessed your life. Because you partake in all the nonsense persecution again. And then your soul is saved. And then you are going. In fact, when Jesus is coming, you are coming together. Praise the Lord. Rise up on your feet. That's part four of the teaching on eschatology. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom is our escape route in the days of persecution. Because we gather strength not to lose our faith and not to be offended. Father, give me grace that I may be a daily preacher of the gospel of the kingdom. Begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give me grace to be a daily preacher of the gospel of the kingdom. Because it is a commandment. Help me to be obedient to it on a daily basis. Are you praying at all? Are you praying at all? Legalabo shalabaraya. Dete poraga de gele mogozoto paya. Give me the grace to be a soul winner in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we want to serve you. All we are asking for is grace. Please give us enough grace to be obedient to the commandment of soul winning in this house in the name of Jesus. May we not go to hell because of disobedience. May we gather the strength needed in the days of persecution. Let our life be the one that brings joy to you in heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.